None but the hungry heart. 12:4. Quiet. The work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance for ever. Isaiah 32:17. The triune God is in his element within a quiet, resting, assured spirit. Just as a sinner is taught to rest in the Lord Jesus' shed blood for his forgiveness, so must the saint rest in the Lord Jesus for his deliverance from the power of sin and the grip of the law. Yes, and from himself also. Therefore we should not be in bondage to sin, for he that hath died, and that is every one who is in the Lord Jesus, is justified or released from the power of sin. Romans 6:7. And we are now under grace, which does not demand righteousness of us, for the Lord Jesus was made unto us righteousness and sanctification and redemption. The believer truly walking in the liberty wherewith Christ hath set him free, has him ever before his eye of faith, delighting that because of him he is in the Father's favour. He evermore learns to abhor himself as he sees the sinfulness of the old man within, only to delight himself the more in the Lord Jesus, who is his life. It is only too possible for us to harbour feelings of resentment even against the Father himself, and what inner turmoil results from such an attitude. Until we deliberately enter the stillness of the acceptance of his will, we live in chaos. Once we lay aside our rebellion in the tomb and place our confidence in our Father and in his love for us in the Son, we are obeying the command, "Be still," and we gain an understanding of the God of deliverance we could gain in no other way. Then we shall be in position to help others. Their strength is to sit still. Isaiah 30:7.